Thank you, choir, so much, Patsy, and you all. I love the way, you know, you guys, I almost was going to clap. I was like, ooh, if they can do it, certainly I can do it. And I was like, no, you know, it sounds really good. Just stay over here and nod your head and just hope you. But you know, then you get music on your brain. And so I thought maybe we could just have some congregational participation. And maybe, do you all remember the song Hokey Pokey? Do you remember that? You put your right hand in. You take your right hand out. You put your right hand in. And you shake it all. See? See, you do. See? See? There you go. Okay. Yep. All right. That's good. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. I realized I hadn't done the hokey pokey because I haven't done camps for a while. I haven't done the hokey pokey in for like 10 years. And I guess as you get older, it's true, you get older, you forget what life is all about. Come on, that was kind of funny, wasn't it? Wasn't it maybe a little bit funny? Just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit funny? I'm telling you, I'm going to start moonlighting as a comedian because, you know, I can. Well, because actually I used to be addicted to the hokey pokey. But then I turned myself around. See? It's getting better, isn't it? Do you remember when Larry LaPrize died? He's the guy that actually wrote it. He was like in his 90s when he died. He had a full life. It was a really good life. And they had planned a great funeral for him and all of that. And unfortunately, some things went bad because when they went to put his left leg in the coffin, All right. So Jesus is watching. Did you catch that in the passage Kelsey read? Jesus is watching people put their offerings in. Can you imagine what that would be like? Jesus watching us when we put our offering, as if he's not, but you know, it just, you know, you see how easy it would be able to manipulate that. I'm reminded of a story. A church was having a buffet line in that, and one of the organizers at the front of the line was a basket of apples, you know, and that was a favorite. And they put up a sign that said, you know, take only one. Remember, God is watching. Well, then at the end of the line, there was a tray of cookies, and a kid had wrote, take as many as you want. God's watching the apples. You just, you know, we think things are going to be different sometimes if you could see how people would try to manipulate that and if Jesus was physically present and he was watching at every church, watching what people gave, it would probably have an impact. But then some people would probably say, you know, it's kind of nosy, Jesus. I mean, you know, you said in Matthew 6:4 about give in secret, and there you are watching us. What happens with that? You're watching what we put in. That's not right. That doesn't seem to be kosher. But Jesus seems to think that what we give is his business. Jesus seems to think that what we do with what God has given us is God's business. Like, what, we don't think God knows what we give? We don't think God knows if we tithe? We don't think God knows if we're committed. We don't think if God knows how much commitment we have, not just with our finances, but with our time and with our energy. When Mike King, he was Martin Luther King Jr.'s father, Mike King, first came to the Ebenezer Baptist Street Church down in Atlanta, he found the finances in total disarray. And he said, anonymous giving produces anonymous non-giving. And he established a new policy. A record open to everyone to see as you came into the sanctuary of what people gave. What everybody gave. Could be seen by anyone. It was an open book policy. And the giving shot up astronomically. Which seems strange to me. So people don't care that God knows what I'm giving. But I care deeply that other people are going to know what I'm giving. What is with that? What is with that? Mother Teresa said that you must give as if it's going to cost you something. Not just what you can live without, but what you can't live without. What you don't want to live without. Something you really like. Then your gift becomes a sacrifice. Then it has value before God. She said, this giving until it hurts, this giving as a sacrifice is what she would call love in action. The widow's mite, spelled M-I-T-E from the King James Version, has got to, that's what her offering is known as, has to become one of the most famous gifts in history. She ended up inspiring countless of generations. People all across the planet know about the widow's mite, know about the widow's two pennies, know about her great gift. And everybody knows about that, and they've been inspired by that, and they focus on her gift. She had no idea she was doing that. She didn't blow a trumpet. She didn't call any attention to herself. Nobody even knew that she had done it. She just did it. Jesus knew. And then Jesus brought it to the disciples' attention. But the Greek word that Jesus uses is not gift. That's not the word he uses. Jesus says she has put her whole bios in. Bios means life. Biology, the study of life. She has put her whole life in. You see, she's doing the hokey pokey. She's putting her whole self in to the hands of God. She's putting all of her hopes, all of her dreams, all of her trust into God's care. She's putting everything in. And where do we see that kind of commitment today? Many times, you know, people want to put a condition on their discipleship. They want to try to negotiate with God. I remember seeing a movie about the Alamo. And Colonel Travis was drawing a line in the sand because they were hopelessly outnumbered. It was like 10,000 against 300 or something. And most of these guys were volunteers, and he was giving them permission to leave. And he said, those of you who want to stay, and he drew the line and welcomed them to come across the line and to stay with him. It was a hopeless, ridiculously hopeless mission to be able to think they were going to hold the mission. But he gave them that opportunity. Could you imagine today how that would have gone? People would be doing a different kind of hokey pokey. They cross the line and then take it back. Cross the line and then take it back. They'd be bringing out their iPhones and looking up and saying, well, let me check my calendar. I'm not too sure. I might have a conflict. But if you really need me, I can come back tomorrow. See? That's not the way commitment works. That's not the way it works when we give our lives to God. We give God everything. Do you remember the lesson from last week where the scribe answers Jesus' question? And what does the scribe say? We are to love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. Remember how that way there was a whole lot of alls going on. And Jesus says what? That's it. That's it. That is exactly what it means to love God. We love God 100%. We go all the way with God. There are a lot of people who sing, I surrender all, but what they really mean is I surrender some. They are pretenders. You know what I mean. The mamby-pamby, wishy-washy, half-hearted. They think they can be part-time Christians. Half-hearted in their approach to discipleship, in their living, and in their giving. They put their right hand in, but then they pull it back out again before God has a chance to use it. They're not all in. They're not really committed. What kind of success do you think a coach would have with his sports team if the coach got up before the team and said, I want everybody here to give me 75%. Well, if you're feeling good, 80 will work. Well, what kind of business leader gets before his employees and tells the group, all right, we expect you to show up for work at least 3 to 4/5 of the time and at least put forth some effort. Where do you ever see that? You go to a wedding. Do you see the spouses standing up before the Lord? And, well, okay, we're going to fulfill the vows some of the time on some of the days when it's convenient and comfortable for us to do. What kind of commitment is that? That's not what it is. When we're going to do the hokey pokey, we put ourselves totally into the hands of God. Christianity is like going off of a high dive. You can't go off a high dive part way. You can't go just half of the way. You're either in or you're out. That's what it means. That's what Jesus is pointing out the widow for. She's putting everything in. She is all of her life going to God. All of her life in the hands of God. And you can tell the difference. I asked you, where you see that kind of commitment today. And I have to tell you where I've seen it. And I wrote about this in the newsletter. I've seen it in you. These last 21, 22 months have been incredibly challenging. The COVID pandemic has raised all kinds of challenges and obstacles and frustrations that no one had ever envisioned. And you have refused to let it get in the way of your Christian commitment. You have stayed faithful and true. You have continued to be serious about your commitment, to be dedicated in your love for the Lord, to allow your passion for Jesus to go forth through your decisions and through your actions. You are all in. While other people are going to malls and going to restaurants and going to trips, you are going to church, and some who are watching can't come to church, but they're still participating, standing in their tithes. Dude, you guys are incredible. The only reason why this church's missions and ministries have been able to continue is because of your dedication and your commitment and your participation. You have been absolutely wonderful. When people can't come to church, you've taken church to them. You have reached out to them with phone calls. You have reached out to them with cards. You have reached out to them with text. You have reminded people of God's grace. You have been vessels, instruments. You have been exactly the people that God has called you to be. You have been the disciples that the world needs you to be. I know you can see the news and the world looks like it's a mess. And yes, according to the news, what we see, yes, it is a mess. All the more reason why I give God thanks for you. You are the hope. Whenever I want to get depressed or frustrated or start yelling at the TV, all I have to do is start looking at you. And I remember you. And I see your faces, even with the mask on. I see your faces. I see your dedication. I make a phone call and people will tell me, oh, I got the nicest card. Oh, I was just talking with. You know, so gives me a text every morning letting me know they love me. That ripple effect is large. That kind of kindness makes a difference. That's what hokey pokey Christianity is about. You want to know where I see that kind of commitment? I see it in you. Because you're all in. You're not mamby-pamby. You're not wishy-washy. You have declared Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have declared that you are going to follow Him. You have given your life over completely to Him, allowing Him to call you and lead you at times in ways that are uncomfortable. I get that. Leading you in ways sometimes that calls for a sacrifice. Leading you to do things you don't want to do at all. And yet you are faithful doing it, not because it's what you want, but because you know that it's what God wants, and because you're all in. And that's really what it's all about. That's what hokey-pokey Christianity is, giving our whole selves over to God and letting God shake us out, all right, shake us all about. Sometimes God has to shake us out of our complacency. Sometimes we have to let God shake us out of our apathy. Sometimes we have to let God turn us around because we're going in the wrong direction. But you're open to listening to God, and you're open to receiving God's instruction, and you're open to changing in the ways that God is directing you to. We sing, I have decided to follow Jesus, and the phrase that we come to is, no turning back, no turning back. And that is who you are. You continue to follow Jesus no matter where he leads. You all are all in. And when you sing, "I surrender all," you absolutely mean it. And I know it because I see it every day. You are living out the hokey-pokey Christianity. And that's what we do when we put our whole selves in to the life and into the hands of God. And I thank you for that ministry. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for your discipleship. God bless you. Amen.